This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Christmas Day is just a few days away, so kids, you know that means Santa and his elves are working super hard to build your presents in time for the big day. Granite geek David Brooks has been wondering about the logistics of Santa's operation. To build toys for all the good boys and girls on the nice list, how big would Santa's workshop actually have to be? David writes for the Concord Monitor and graniteGeek.org, and David, you were not, unfortunately, given a tour of this facility, so you just have to take some educated guesses.
That's right. I couldn't get my security clearance in time.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
It was very sad. Very sad.
So you have to sort of make some educated guesses. So let's look first at the demand side of this equation. How many kids do you think are celebrating Christmas with presents from Santa this year?
Well, as you say, I had to make some educated guesses, which is fancy talk for wild guesses, made up numbers and pulled them out of the air. But that's what, you know, mathematical modeling and business projections are all about. So I thought, well, you know, how many people on earth celebrate Christmas? I mean, how about a third of the population? Half of those are kids. So that ends up with roughly 1.2 billion children who Santa has to build presents for them over the course of the year. Santa's elves, that is, the actual working class of the North Pole.
Okay, so huge demand.
Yes, exactly. So.
And you also had to make an assumption then about how many elves there need to be and how much space each elf is going to need.
Right. The business reporter, the two questions you ask any business, what's your FTE, your full-time equivalent, your headcount, and what's your square footage of your operation? That's pretty standard. So I assumed that, first of all, that Santa would only give one present to each kid, which is probably the most unrealistic assumption of the whole model, and I assume that he's a nice employer, not a naughty one. So the elves work a 40-hour week and a 50-week year because they get 2 weeks off,
plus an hour for lunch.
Yeah, I assume there's. I didn't factor in the food.
Oh my god!
I have to redo all the equations. Sorry, I'll go home now. No. Anyway, so that's 2,000 work hours a year per elf, and if you need to build 1.2 billion presents, one present for each kid, that works out to 600,000. Presents have to be built every hour.
600,000 every hour?
Every hour.
Wow. So, how much space does each elf need?
I actually went for the data, of course, like a good reporter. I went into OSHA regulations and other federal work regulations. I assume the U.S. standards might apply in the North Pole. But I couldn't actually find any data for mythological humanoids. So I just assumed that since elves are small and they're magic, they only need 1 square foot each, plus maybe one more square foot for their cafeteria. Well, I guess, so I did think about food, actually, for cafeteria and their bathrooms. I didn't really get into the bathroom thing very much. So that was 2 square feet per elf.
Overall, how big would it be? And if you could put it in context for us, is there something you could compare it to, since most of us haven't been right up there to see this?
Well, you get a workshop of 1.2 million square feet. But that's just the workshop. As any business, any manufacturing business will tell you, it's really the storage warehousing that is really the hard part, because you can't build, you know, all 1.2 billion presents instantly and shove them all into the magic bag. So you have to store them as you're building them, and so you need a warehouse. And if I said, again, I assumed each toy occupied 1 cubic foot, so that's 1.2 billion cubic feet. If I said it was a 20-foot tall warehouse, that takes 60 million square feet, which if you had the workspace on it, the workshop on it, that's 61.2 million square feet, which is about 2.2 square miles, which is monstrous, admittedly, but it's not impossible. So to compare it, I look for really large structures. One of them was the Dubai International Airport, you know, there in the Gulf, one of those extremely rich Gulf states. It's built an enormous, incredible airport, and it's got 12 million square feet. The Pentagon, that lovely building down in D.C., 6.6 million square feet, and Steeplegate Mall in Concord, which has 481,000 square feet of retail space. So you add all that together, and I estimate that Santa's workshop, including the warehouse, is equivalent to 4 Dubai airports, 2 Pentagons, and a Steeplegate Mall.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
No partridges, no pear trees. It's the North Pole.
You can see the Dubai airport. You can see the Steeplegate Mall from the air, but you can't see Santa's. You can't see Santa's workshop from satellite images. What's going on there?
Ah, that's a good question. And that is really the secret of Christmas these days in the internet era, because it seems that Santa, among all his other things, has developed the thing that we all want the most, which is the ability to be anonymous, even in the internet satellite era. So he's got this massive facility up there that nobody can see. And that is what I am going to ask for Christmas from Santa every year from now on, the ability to be anonymous.
You know, it seems so unfair because he can see me when I'm sleeping. He can see me when I'm awake. He knows when I've been bad or good, but we can't see him.
And nobody said life was fair. He is definitely part of the 1%.
Oh, Santa. Well, thanks very much, David.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer who is also the geekiest guy on Santa's nice list at graniteGeek.org.